Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
We've seen stuff like that. As far as unique that works and specific unique that works on digital, it's not that exciting. It's not that sexy, really. It's building community.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off, and that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights Report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, Smart Move can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, Smart Move can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today I'll be speaking with Lael Sturm, who is joining us from San Francisco, California. Lael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. I'm looking forward to diving into your expertise, which is marketing. So Lael is the founder of LPSS Digital Marketing. which delivers effective growth strategies and tactics to real estate professionals and other profitable businesses. He has been in online marketing for 25 years and has worked with companies large and small, including MTV, Nokia, Microsoft, and CNET CBS Interactive. As I mentioned, Lael is based in San Francisco, California, and you can say hi to him at his website, which is lpss.co, and that's .co, not .com. So, Lael, before we dive into the conversation, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Absolutely. My career started sort of right at the genesis of the internet. The web was just starting to happen, and I knew a guy who built something and sold it very quickly, and sometimes that's all it takes is somebody nearby to be successful in order to catch the bug. So I jumped right in. It was the mid-90s, taught myself about the technology, and quickly got a job in the industry and was able to grow my knowledge, grow my perspective, grow my network to a point where I could actually help other people be successful. So as you mentioned, I did some work in the media space for some major brands like MTV and ultimately wound up at Columbia Business School getting an MBA. And at the time I was at Columbia, there were not a lot of internet qualified people that were going through business school. It was a lot of bankers and consultants. Consequently, people were coming to me for advice on startup ideas and online strategies and even investments in online properties, and sort of over beer and pizza, I became an online strategy consultant and grew my practice from there. And over the years, the landscape has changed significantly. Google was a brand new thing at the time I was consulting in business school. And since then, social media has happened. And now we're all carrying phones in our pockets, and things like virtual reality and artificial intelligence are on the horizon, and people are preparing for that. So I work with businesses to try to make sure that they're prepared to take advantage of these new technologies in order to grow and be successful and not be left behind. As you mentioned, most of my practice is around helping real estate professionals and other profitable businesses. Day to day, we serve them in a variety of capacities, including helping them with their social media effort, their ads across Google and Facebook and LinkedIn, content creation, blogging and email newsletters, and all of the things that they need to be doing to establish themselves as thought leaders and really take advantage of these new channels.
So before we dive into some specific strategies and tactics, I think it would be good to talk about, because as you mentioned, you started at the beginning of the internet, and since then, technology has evolved quite a lot. You went from just basic computers and floppy disks to now, as you mentioned, everyone's got cell phones. Everyone's essentially on the internet all the time. There's video, there's audio. So from your perspective, since you've been in this game for so long and you've gone through all those ups and downs and changes, how did you make sure that you were always staying on top of the newest thing that's out there instead of, like some people, they can't necessarily stay up with the changes. They can't stay up with technology, and maybe their business was doing really well 20 years ago, but now it's kind of doesn't even exist anymore.
Fair question. So I think first it starts with kind of a self-realization that maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe there's still more to learn. And every day I show up with that perspective. So maybe somebody on my team has a different perspective that I could learn from. I try to consume content through podcasts and books and various blogs on a variety of subjects. The goal always is enrichment and growth. So the more I know, the better I can serve my clients. And frankly, I learn from clients as well. Sometimes a client will come to me and say, hey, something has come up that we need to deal with. How should we deal with it? And I'll say, that's an area that my team doesn't have expertise on. Why don't we go out and learn, and we'll come back to you and report back on what we've found. So we're constantly looking for new ways to enhance our knowledge base, to grow our perspective, and to increase our value as trusted advisors to our clients.
I could not agree more. It's always about just continuously staying educated. So let's move into the tactics. And the opening question I wanted to ask you was, out of all the marketing strategies that are out there, if someone's just starting building their brand right now, or they're just beginning to think about implementing some marketing strategies, what's the one thing that every single real estate investor should be doing from a marketing perspective?
So we're going to start at the strategy level, not so much at the tactical level, although we can drill into that. What they need to do is establish their thought leadership using channels, and this is where it gets into tactics, like LinkedIn, like blogging platforms, like Medium, like their email database. So they are theoretically an expertise in something. Whatever it is that they're an expert in, they need to communicate that to their potential audience. And whether that's people that they're trying to syndicate an investment with, or whether it's a sort of a larger investment operation that they would like to have a role in, or whether they're just trying to convince a property manager or property owner to trust them versus a variety of other resources, the more they can demonstrate their expertise through creating content, through having a voice, through sharing their knowledge, the more likely they are to win those deals and the more likely they are to stand out against the competition, because it's a crowded field. And frankly, real estate investors are commoditized. One person's money is as good as the next from one perspective. And if you can distinguish yourself from the other investors as being smarter, being better, being more creative, having a different knowledge base, you're more likely to win deals and grow in your career.
So can you either just high level or through a specific example, can you give us kind of a story of how of someone who obviously is an expert in apartment syndication, for example, and they want to start, let's say, a newsletter? What are some things that they can do in order to build that loyal audience and stand out? I know, and obviously expertise is important, but what are the methods for communicating that expertise?
So fundamentally, regardless of channel or expertise or ultimate goal, fundamentally in all things marketing, you want to provide value to the end user or the end consumer. So if you're somebody who's putting together a syndicate, you need to be able to speak in an informed manner about this in a way that's additive to the conversation. So you're not just repeating what everybody already knows. You're actually giving some insight or some tips and tools that people can put to work to be successful themselves for no clear benefit to yourself. So you're essentially giving away your knowledge. And by doing that, you're demonstrating both your expertise, but also your generosity, which speaks to the kind of person that you are and makes people more inclined to want to do business with you. So that's a strategy that you can bring to social media, that you can bring to email marketing, that you can bring to content creation, blogging, and that sort of thing, that you should frankly be speaking engagements and even one-on-one meetings. How can I provide value for you?
So when you were explaining the one thing that every investor should do, you mentioned thought leadership and you mentioned LinkedIn, blogging, email database. What have you found to be the ideal or the best channel?
Best is so hard because it's really, really subjective. But I would say, and this is tough for a real estate investor to do effectively right off the bat, but the most compelling platform currently is Instagram. So Instagram, their algorithm and their engagement levels are so, so good that if you can find a way to use Instagram to promote your brand, to promote your thought leadership, to promote a deal that you're putting forward, that's probably the best thing that you can do. Now, that said, Instagram isn't great for everybody equally. It's a hard thing to use if your product isn't beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it's easy if you're in the fashion business or even if you're a realtor and you can showcase beautiful properties. But if you're in finance or in the advice business, it's a hard thing to distinguish yourself on. In which case, I would say the next best choice is a platform like LinkedIn, where you can very, very easily reach the people that need to do business with you using text-based content, where you can write content that demonstrates your expertise.
On kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, what is a common marketing practice, strategy, tactic that you see real estate investors in particular implementing that you know for a fact is not effective and is kind of a waste of time?
Good question. The short answer is not everybody needs a full website. The era when everybody needed a robust website is over. With all of the current tools available to people, it's possible to even not have a website at all. I'm not saying go that far, but what I find is a lot of real estate investors, certainly those that are trying to put together a REIT or syndicate a deal, they will often build out a robust website to indicate that they're the real deal. They're professional and they can afford to invest in a big comprehensive website, when actually a smaller website would do with fewer bells and whistles. And you can supplement using tools like Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and other services where you can post all of the same content, but do it yourself without having to have a big robust site.
That's a very interesting perspective. I thought of that same thing as well. And I do know that it kind of reminds me of, it's like three things in real estate. It's like, I need to create an LLC right away. I need to get business cards right away. And I need to create a website right away. And so I'm glad that you mentioned that. Take this however you want, but what would you say is one of the most unique marketing strategies you've seen a real estate investor do?
That's a tough question. There's certainly no shortage of unique practices. There is, however, a shortage of unique marketing that works. So we've all seen crazy things. We've gone to a conference and somebody covers all of the city buses in their logo or something. So we've seen stuff like that. As far as unique that works and specific unique that works on digital, it's not that exciting. It's not that sexy, really. It's building community. So it's creating a profile that is going to have an engagement level that people can rely on, that they can come to this community, learn from other experts within the community, and actually enhance their own career without even engaging with the investment or the investor. So it's building a brand that people can rely on and that they can turn to grow and be empowered by. And using a platform like Facebook or LinkedIn to do that is very, very unique, very unusual in the real estate investment space, but very effective, which is ultimately what you want.
Yeah. So for the money question, but besides all the amazing advice you've given so far, what is your best ever advice for real estate investors?
Well, look, since I'm a marketer, not an active investor, my real estate investment was my home. So I invested in a home in San Francisco, which was not a small undertaking. It's appreciated significantly. And there have been many opportunities for me to sell at what felt like the top. And I've resisted selling and moving somewhere less expensive. And because I've been able to hold on to it, I'm now in a position where I've got a tremendous pile of equity that I can tap into and use to make other investments or to take on other strategies. So I would say my advice is buy and hold. To the extent that you can hang on, you should hang on.
Alrighty, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Certainly am.
All right, first a quick word from our sponsor.
If you own a rental property, TransUnion SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion SmartMove, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out.
All right, Lael, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
So I'm reading a great book actually for the second time through called The Big Leap. It's by Gay Hendricks and it is just a phenomenal business book, but it also has some great lessons in there about how to break through the barriers that you might be experiencing in your personal life, but it's all about growth.
Alrighty, and if your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Well, I guess it depends. If I'm in a position to not need income, I would just focus on playing tennis and skiing and hanging out with my kids. If you're asking me what would I do professionally next, I would probably dedicate myself to writing and content creation and try to create value around education, online, professional development.
All right. And then typically we ask a question about a deal that you've done. So instead, I'm going to change it up a little bit and ask you, what is the worst marketing strategy that you've given to a client, and kind of how did you overcome and resolve that issue?
It's a good question. I would love to tell you that everything we do is amazing and very, very effective. But sometimes we come into organizations where they face challenges that we just weren't prepared to deal with. And it's a bit of a trial by fire. However, we as an agency distinguish ourselves by offering our clients total transparency, both in pricing and in expectations. So if we fail to live up to your expectations, we're the first to tell you it's time to stop doing this. So one example is we were hired by a networking group in California that wanted to grow its base of attorneys that were participating in these networking events. We thought, well, there's no shortage of attorneys in the area. We can certainly find them using social media. But what we found was, although we were able to reach the attorneys, we were not able to compel them to attend this networking event. And the problem was, time is money when you're an attorney. So the value proposition was not high enough to justify the lost billable hours. If you're billing at $600+ an hour, and it's going to take you 30 minutes each way to get to this event, and then you're going to spend an hour there, well, that's $1,200+. It's hard to justify that in a Facebook ad. So we were not successful. I don't know if it was a spectacular flame out, but I certainly was surprised by that. And very quickly, it became clear we were not going to be able to help this organization. So we politely said, look, this is not a good use of your money. Let's not do this. And we pointed them in a different direction.
Thank you for sharing that with us. What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Well, volunteering is always good, and I do a decent amount of that and make time for my team to do that as well. But I would say, kind of circling back to my earlier point, I really hold myself to a standard where I provide value in every conversation. So it's really important to me that if you're going to take the time to sit down with me, whether you're a client, whether you're a prospect, whether you're somebody that I meet in line at the coffee place, I want you to leave that conversation richer than when you arrived at it. So I want to be able to provide value for you every single day, whether you're a client of mine, whether you're a friend of mine, or whether you're somebody that I just happen to meet on the street.
Well, I'm sure the best ever listeners will agree with me when I say this, that I do feel like I will walk away from this conversation a lot richer. The last question before I summarize what we discussed, what's the best ever place to reach you?
The best ever place to reach me is on my website, which is lpss.co. There's a number of different options there for getting in touch with me. You can contact me directly using email. You can set an appointment with my assistant. But there's actually a button right there on the website where you can schedule 15 minutes to chat with me about anything. So if you want to talk about marketing, that's fine. That's my expertise. But if you want to talk about baseball or an interesting book that you've read or literally whatever's on your mind, happy to spend 15 minutes with you. And again, my goal is for this to be a valuable 15 minutes.
Well, Lael, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. And as I mentioned, I am definitely walking away with a lot more knowledge than I came into this conversation with. Lots of great content. Just a few things that stood out to me. One, beginning when we discussed essentially how do you stay relevant in an industry that's changing so quickly, which is essentially every industry right now. And it's all about kind of being to that self-realization that you don't know everything, you don't have all the answers. And because of that, you need to constantly, every day, learn something new and continue focusing on enrichment and growth. And then something else interesting that you said is that you also learn from your clients, your customers as well. So I thought that was an interesting point. You also mentioned when we discussed how to build that audience, how to build that loyal following. And one of the things that you mentioned was to obviously, you know, speak in an informed manner that is adding to the conversation. And you're not just kind of repeating general information or well-understood knowledge already. And do it when there's really no clear benefit for yourself. So not only are you displaying your expertise, but you're also displaying your generosity because you're giving away valuable knowledge for free. You mentioned that right now you believe that one of the best channels for marketing is Instagram. And for those listening, we actually have a blog post Google Joe Fairlist, how to grow Instagram. We've got a step-by-step process that a guest shared with us for how to build a following on Instagram, using real estate as the example. Something else that I really liked that you said was when I asked you about something that everyone does that they don't necessarily need to be doing, and that was the website. You know, don't go out there and spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a professionally designed website if you don't need to, especially with all those tools out there. You can just create a landing page. You can just use Facebook or your social media page, your LinkedIn. And then your best ever advice for real estate investors, which was kind of the importance of the buy and hold strategy because of the ability to build up equity, whether you're forcing value or you're getting natural appreciation, because you'll be able to get a pretty decent chunk of equity that you can then leverage to use to invest in really whatever you want. So again, Lael, really appreciate you coming on. Very powerful stuff today. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Have a best ever day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out.